attend the funeral service.
可能你们住在这里更久，参加不止三次一年。
Maybe you attend more than I do in the past. You maybe more than three times a year.
但我要请问各位，你认为作为牧师的我
？But I want to ask you, being a pastor, you can ask me funeral service or a wedding ceremony.
婚礼、丧礼。
Okay, some say funeral, some say wedding.
这个都很好，因为婚礼可以。看见见证一个新人一个新的家庭。
They are all good because in a wedding ceremony you can witness the joyness of being a couple for that couple.
但是我告诉你，标准答案是丧礼。
But the standard answer from me is that I like to do the funeral service.
这个都是我没有办法选择的哈。但是为什么会有丧礼
？This is beyond actually it's beyond my choice. Do you know why I choose this funeral service?
因为主持婚礼的时候。所有的会众焦点都不是在听你讲道。
Because whenever I administer this wedding ceremony, most of the people they not concentrate on what I say or what I preach.
他们希望你讲越短越好。
They want you to preach as short as possible.
这些不理你啊，因为主角不是你啊。
Because you are not the main character, so they most likely ignore you.
但是主持丧礼不一样。
But it's a different story if you administer the wedding the funeral service.
你看，平常我们去邀他来教会听布道会的这些邀都邀不来，可是，在丧礼的当中，全部都在坐在下面，乖乖的听你布道。
So sometimes if you are asked them, invite them to come to the evangelical meeting, they won't come. But in the funeral service, most of them they would just sit there and be silent and listen to you.
而且他们乖乖在下面，因为他们在死亡面前。所有的人都沉默了。
Because they all keep silence before the death.
这就是我们的机会啊。
This is our opportunity.
况且所有的人每一个人不一定都会结婚，但一定都会死亡。
So not all the people they will get married, but everybody will die. That is a fact.
有一首歌叫《总有一天等到你》。
Okay, there's one song named I will be waiting for you.Something will be waiting for you.
Yeah. 然而对基督徒而言，我们知道我们可以面对死亡，不必害怕。
But for we as a Christian, we know that we can face death without fear.
因为耶稣应许我们将来在天上为我们预备了一个永恒的居所。
Because God Jesus Christ promised us an eternal home in eternity.
那在天堂那好得无比的地方是没有痛苦、悲伤和眼泪的。
There's no sorrow, no pain, or no crying in the heavenly home.
享受在主的怀抱与主同在，何等的美好！
We can experience the presence of God in the bosom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is so incredible good.
所以回天家其实是一件荣誉、喜乐、感恩的事。
So actually, that is a glorious opportunity, a glorious news to be home with God.
所以保罗也这样说，他说如果他有选择的话，他情愿离世与主同在，因为那是好得无比的。
This is why Paul said that it is so good to be with the Lord. It's so good to be home, to go back, to die, to be with the Lord.
所以当信徒过世的时候，我们会说这是蒙主宠召，或是荣归天家，而不是驾鹤归西。
So actually, for us as Christians, when we die, actually we are peace with God. We are in the presence of God. We are not like riding the flamingo going to the west. Not riding the bird to the west. Not that kind of saying, but it's to be peace with God.
Okay, 既然我们知道能够回天家是我们最终的归宿。
Since we know that the final destiny of the final destiny is a heavenly home as a Christian,
甚至会觉得说这是一件非常荣耀的事情。
And they also think that this is a very glorious thing.
但问题来了。
But now is a problem.
我们却不经意的在传递一个负面、悲痛的一个事实。
But actually, we are kind of spreading a sad, pretty sad news.
例如。假如我们当中有一位德高望重的叶弟兄昨晚过世了
，So for example, if one respected brother among us passed away last night,
我们可能会说，我要跟这个隔天私会的弟兄可能会说我要跟各位宣布一件很痛心的事。
So the next day, you announce to the congregation that this very sad sad news，
或是我要跟大家报告一个很不幸的消息
，or very unfortunate news，
就是昨天晚上叶弟兄因为车祸送医不治而回到天家。
It's the last night the past last time Brother James passed away from an accidentally.
Brother Ye, 不是 James.
Oh, Brother Ye.
这很多 James 啊。
Brother Ye passed away in a car accident.
这听起来有一点矛盾哎。
This is a little bit contradictory.
可是我们却也经常这样说，不是吗
？So normally, this is how we say most of the time.
如果我们习惯这样说，会造成别人对基督徒。而言，或者你们对死亡好像口是心非啊。
It's quite contradict when you say about death.
但另外还有一个可能性，
but there's another possibility.
就是当我们这样说的时候，其实我们根本心中没有把握，是否将来还有一个稳固的天家，是不是？
As we say that actually is actually implying that we have no that assurance to go back to be in the heavenly home.
所以我们才会觉得死亡是一件很悲痛、很不幸的事情。
So that's how we express that how our sadness when we hear the news of having someone die.
可是圣经怎么告诉我们？希伯来书12:28。
But how the Bible told us?
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken,
就当感恩，照着神所喜悦，用虔诚敬畏心侍奉神。哦，你看这一节经文啊
，Look at this scripture。
你看我们今天之所以能够向神感恩，能够讨神喜悦，能够虔诚的来敬拜神、侍奉神，都是因为我们得了这个不能震动的果。
The reason I can come to Him, I can praise Him, I will pray to Him, just because I have already obtained this unshakable.Kingdom.
也就是说我们可以拥有一个稳固的天家。
That means that we can have one solid heavenly home.
所以既然拥有稳固的天家是一个千真万确的事情，那我们就要更正我们的心态。
So, since this is an undeniable fact that we can be in the heavenly home, so we need to adjust our attitude.
并且我们要好好的来思考，到底我们怎么样才能够得着这稳固的天家。
So we need to reflect on this, how we can get this, how can we go to this heavenly home?
才能使我们一生活得更有希望。
So that we have a hope in this life.
根据刚才我们所读的经文，将会提供我们得稳固天家的理由、方法和结果。
So according to the scripture we just read, we will know the reason and also the method as well as the consequence, how to be, to be in the heavenly home.
所以今天早上我们跟大家从中一起来学习。
Now we learn together.
首先是得稳固天家的理由。
First is the reason of entering the solid heavenly home.
一到四节让我们再读一次好不好？预备。
Read 1-4.
请。
For we know that if the earthly tent we live is in the destroy, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. But when we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to the clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be shut up by life.
好，有三方面跟大家分享。第一个理由是地上的帐篷将被拆毁。
I would like to share with you three aspects. The first one is the earthly tent will be destroyed.
因为第一节那里就讲到说，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造，那天上永存的房屋。
So verse one said that for we know that if earthly tent will be destroyed, we have a building from God that is an eternal house in heaven.
我请问各位，以前保罗是做什么行业的
？I would like to ask you what kind of occupation that Jesus Paul did before.
不是卖药的，是帐篷的，是的，也就是今天所谓的营造业。
Okay, this is a construction, that kind of construction job today.
他专门卖这个盖房子给人家住的。
He tried to build a house.By the material and build house.
跟川普总统同行的。
Okay, he is the same occupation as Trump.
那由于帐篷对当时保罗再熟悉不过的。
Making tent is very familiar to Paul.
所以他选择用这个比喻来对比地上的帐篷跟天上的房屋。
So he used this parable to compare between the heavenly home and the earthly home.
不过作为一个生意人
being a businessman,
他应该是吹嘘他的帐篷有多坚固多耐用多牢靠才是啊。
He has to really to boast on the what he built on this earth, what he construct, what is built, houses is built on earth.
保罗他却诚实的说，地上的居所是人所造的。
But he honestly proclaimed that the house, the earthly home, is made by hands.
他无论盖的再坚固牢靠，都只是临时给人的住所。
No matter how strongly they build this earthly house, this is all temporarily shelter.
将来都要被拆毁的。
They all will be demolished in the future.
但事实也是如此。
But this is an undeniable fact.
你知道我来美国买的第一个房子啊，在俄亥俄州，95年的历史。
Okay, so the house that I bought in Ohio was a 95 years history.
啊，我住了三年之后就搬走了。
So I stayed there for 3 years and then I moved.
那我有一点后悔。
A little bit regret.
因为当时那个政府呢说，如果你住100年，报一年，他会颁一个证书给你。
So if you stay in their house for kind of 100 years, they will give you a certificate.
我如果能够再忍耐2年就好了，就可以有一个证书了。
So if I can stay another 2 more years, I will get this certificate.
但也不晓得是真的还是假的。
I don't know whether this is true or not.
因为要超过100年的房子。多不多
？Because it is very rare to have a house of a history more than 100 years.
你甚至你如果超过200年的房子，老房子更是不可能的。
It's really impossible to have a house more than 200 years of history.
因为那是要被保存的古迹了。
Because this is a heritage you need to preserve.
过去所有的建筑物，时间一到，时刻一到就要被拆掉。
Normally in the past, all houses in history they need to be demolished.
有人拿了一张老上海的照片给我看，他说你这个照片连照片都很珍贵。
So there was one person giving me this photo of an old house in Shanghai.
现在完全不一样了。
But this is so different now.
所以你不要天真的以为说你现在住的房子要继续保存几千年。
It's not impossible that you can preserve the house you today in another 1,000 years and it will be like the same.
但一个事实，就尽管地上的帐篷不能够长久，但是这没关系。
Even though our house on earth is temporarily, but there's one thing I want to say.
因为我们的目标是在将来，未来的盼望，也就是得着一个稳固的天家。
There is our hope in the future, in the eternity. That's our heavenly home.
那不是住在人手所造的临时住屋。
That is not made in the hands of man. Temporary shelter.
却是住在神亲自所造的天上永存房屋。
You live in a house that made or established by God Himself.
因为地上的一切都要过去。
Because everything on earth will be perished.
正如圣经希伯来书1:11所说。
Just like the Hebrew 1:11 said.
那我们一起来共读一遍。
Let's read together. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment.
好，第二个理由是地上的帐篷充满叹息。
The second reason is the earthly tent is filled with groaning.
第二节我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
我们在这叹息。
Meanwhile we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling.
好像穿上衣服。好，这里讲到说，在帐篷里叹息，并不是说我们住在这个房子里面不愉快。
We groan in this earthly home. It's not because we are not joyful.
好像在那埋怨说啊，这个房子老旧了，屋顶漏水，马桶不通啊，这是好像这泛指说我们居住的在世上的日子并不满意。
Not because that my toilet bowl is clogged or my rooftop is leaking, just because we know that our earthly home is not eternal.
这里又提到一件事情，就是我们一边叹息，但另外一方面又深想。
Okay, we are groaning at the same time we also reflecting.
那这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
叹息是指呻吟、哀叹、抱怨。
Groaning means that refers to sighing, disappointing, and also yeah.
那声响呢，是指渴望、渴慕、切望。
And longing is referring to greatly desire or longing for something.
那请问你喜欢哪一种？如果处在这个前面叹息或者声响，你喜欢哪一个
？So which ones you are which one you prefer, groaning or longing?
这两个是对比的动词，好像彼此矛盾的。
This is a comparison.
然后呢，仿佛又是同时在进行的。
But simultaneously they go together.
这并不是说形容我们内心挣扎，好像难以做抉择的那种矛盾光景，而是说明一个事实真相。
It's not about a struggling feeling in our heart, but it really tells us one fact.
地上日子总是令人叹息的，让人灰心失望的。
Our earthly life is disappointing, it's always a trialing.
正如所罗门王他所叹息的说，
Just like the, what the King, Saul, King Solomon said.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless.
好，从世人消极的感叹，你看到，注意哦，就带出一个积极的声响。
From our passive groaning, it comes out a very initiative reflection.
渴望得着那天上稳固的天家。
We are longing for that eternal home.
而这个渴望呢，就给我们动力来转移我们目标，停止埋怨。
This longing actually transforms our objective, and then it motivates us to look forward.
去向往得到天上永恒的居所。
To look forward to getting that heavenly home.
然后到一个地步是怎么样？是要把它穿上它。
Up to the state we put on something.
中文是写好像穿上衣服，但是原文没有衣服。
In Chinese version we have a putting on, but actually in the original version there is no putting on.
On the clothes, 没有
clothing,
这个
clothing,
没有穿的衣服，不是衣服，没有衣服，但是穿什么呢？
What they clothe.
那穿上天上房屋又很奇怪。
So if we clothe the heavenly home, that is a little bit strange.
所以我们必须要明白说，这里主要是干什么。
So we have to really know what actually that
means. 那是一种在表达对未来天上美好的憧憬。
This is one kind of longing to our heavenly home in the eternity.
这也正是我们渴望得着那稳固天家的最好理由。
This is the best reason that we desire to have that heavenly home.
好，最后一个理由是地上让我们经历劳苦。
The last reason is the earthly tent will make us burden.
第四节上半节那里说我们在这帐
篷里。Let's read together.
叹息，除了刚刚讲叹息，还有一个叫劳苦。
Apart from shine, we also have a burden.
而且这劳苦是伴随我们一生一世的。
And that burden actually with us in our entire life.
那什么是劳苦呢？
What kinds of burden we have?
在原文的意思是负重、困倦、压倒、受压、被迫。
The original language it means to be heavy, pressed, charged, weighed down, and depressed.
那我想问一下各位，请问有谁在世上没有经历过劳苦的
？I want to ask, is anyone here on this earth never experiencing the difficulties or troubles of?
有人说，他含着金汤匙就出世的啊，从来没有吃过苦，温室里的花朵，有没有这样的人？
Do you think
好像有哈，理论上好像有，从来没有吃过苦的，好像有，但是事实上没有。
Actually, the fact is that there's no one not experiencing any difficulty in entire life.
我最近看到一个很搞笑的视频。
I heard a very funny joke recently.
在那个 YouTube 上面哈，他故事说到就是一个年轻人，他捡到一个阿拉神灯。那摩擦之后，就一个神仙跑出来说：“你要什么东西，我都可以满足你所有的愿望。”
So it's talking about a young man getting the Aladdin lamp, and then he rubbed the Aladdin lamp, and a genie came out, and the genie said, "I can fulfill all the wish that you desire."
哇，这个人一想说：“哇，太好了！我要什么呢？”他想一想说：“好，我要呢，没有烦恼，天天轻轻松松过日子，
and、
不用出去工作，就可以随时有东西吃。”
So that young man said, wow, this is so good. This is bravo. So I would like to have an easy life. I don't have to work. I just go on my life easily. That kind of wish and desire.
而且他想吃就吃，想睡就睡，也不用洗碗做家事。
So you don't have to do the house chores. You can eat, you can sleep anytime you want.
这样好不好？
What? Is that good?
好不好？ 你们诚实一点好不好？好不好？
Be honest.
这样的生活好不好？
Is that good to live a life like this?
No, 不用做家事，对，好，神仙说没问题。
And the genie said, yes, no problem.
好，结果一阵烟，
嘘。And then you see and then suddenly the genie,
然后这个人马上变成一头猪。
And then suddenly this young man became a pig.
然后就在果然不用做事，在那吃啊，吃饱在猪圈里吃饱睡，睡饱吃，也不用做家事。
So you know that being a pet, you don't have to do anything. You just eat and sleep.
好，请问如果是你要这样吗？
So if that were you, would you be that way?
事实上我们每个人都知道，人生在世 都必须经历劳苦的这个过程。
All we know here that we all experience suffering.
而且这是千古不变的道理。
This is undeniable fact in the entire history of human.
摩西在3500年，他就这样子说。
So 3,500 years ago, Moses already said this word.
我们一起来读这段经文，我们都非常熟悉的。
We're all familiar. Our days may come to 70 years or 80. If our strength endure, the best of them are not troubled but sorrow, but they quickly pass and we fly away.
哇，这是摩西那时候就问出这样的道理，一直到后来新约时代，保罗也同样告诉我们。
This is the word from Moses in the olden times. But we came to the New Testament, Apostle Paul said this word. Let's read together. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?
We can see, 无论在旧约，无论在新约，都发出了内心一种深沉的感叹。
Even in the Old Testament or New Testament, we'll always have that kind of groaning.
那既然在世的经历全都是劳苦愁烦，于是我们对于永恒天家得着稳固的这个天家的盼望，就成为我们一个向往的目标。
Since we experience suffering, groaning on this earth, that motivates us to long for that heavenly home eternity.
也唯有在那好的无比的地方，才是我们永恒的归宿。
Only in that extremely good place, heavenly home, that we can find a hope.
好，那问题来，我们要怎么样才能够得着这稳固的天家呢？
Now is another problem. How are we going to get into this and to our solid home?
第六节，我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read verse 9. Therefore, we are always confident that we know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and we prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord.So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are home in the body or away from it.
好，第一呢是我们要脱下旧人，穿上新人。
The first way is to put off your old self and clothe with new.
那我们刚刚读到第四节的上半节，但是还有第四节的下半节是这样说：他说，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。好，叫这必死的身体，必死的被生命吞灭了。
So the later part of the verse 4 is talking, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be shut up by life.
不过这圣经这样翻译有一点怪怪的，我们不大容易明白。那如果照原文的直译是这样子的。
So based on the original versions, it's translated in this way.
他说不是因为我们愿意脱下，而是愿意穿上。使得这必死的被生命吞没。
Not that we will be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be shut out by life.
那请问要脱下什么，要穿上什么？
So now is the question, what we need to unclothe, what we need to be clothed.
我们刚刚已经讲了，那不是真正的衣服啊。那这是脱下什么，穿上什么呢？
We already mentioned that it actually is not the real clothes. What actually we need to put on here?
那在中文标准译本，他翻译的比较清楚。他说：“原来我们在这帐篷里的人，承受着压力，甚至呻吟叹息，不是因为要脱下，而是想要穿上，好让这会使得被生命吞没。”
So it's not that we want to have this groaning, this suffering, this sorrow, or this pain, but it's like we want to unclothe it in order we can clothe it, so we have that kind of hope.To be in the heavenly home.
在英文的钦定本会翻译的比较清楚。
So it's more clearly in the King James Version.
那由此看出一个这一个光景呢，就是我们要进入天堂，但内心却充满矛盾挣扎的过程。
That is the feeling that in the state of being in the heavenly home, but we have that kind of struggling in our heart. This is a process of going to heaven.
因为一方面我们知道死对我们而言是好的无比，但另外一方面我们又不愿意马上死。
At one point we want to die, it's good for us to be dying, but at the same time it's contrary to us because we don't want to die.
一方面我们会讨厌自己不完美，不配承受天国的荣耀，所以才会想掉脱掉什么。
Sometimes we think that we are so imperfect, we are not worthy of this heavenly home, so we want to unclothe it.
所以就好像你看到一个新衣服，你想穿，可是你没有脱掉你的旧衣，你怎么样穿那新衣啊？
That's like when you look at the new dress, you want to put it on, but if you don't put off your old self, how can you put on the new one?
所以你要先脱下才能够穿上啊。
So that you have to put off the old one, so that you can put on the new one.
一方面我们讨厌自己，可是一方面我又盼望有基督的荣美。
At the same time, we despise ourselves, but at the same time, we also long for the beauty of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要脱下，我们要穿上，是指什么呢？
So what does that refer to when we put off something?
说穿了就是要脱去我们旧人，致使老我。
So that putting off actually refers to putting off your old self.
然后穿上新人，其实就是披戴基督。
And putting on actually refers to putting on Christ Jesus.
这就是我们要进入稳固天家之前，我们必须要不断的经历那个脱下、穿上的这个过程。
So that is a process we need to experience, to put on as to put off as well as to put on in order to get into that heaven.
要常常对付自己的老我，然后又让基督的荣美充满。
You always need to battle with yourself, the old self inside of you, in order to put on the new one.
正如在以弗所书四章二十二到二十四节这样告诉我们。
Just like in Ephesians 4:22-24,
让我们一起来攻读。
Let's read together. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desire, to be made new in the attitude of the mind, and to put on the new self.Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
另外，在加拉太书三章二十七节也这样说。
So Galatians 3:27, you also said, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ, clothe yourself with Christ."
所以我们可以看见这里不断的脱下、穿上的过程。
So we can truly see here the continuous process of putting off and putting on.
而当我们在操练这个过程当中呢，我们就证明我们的生命是被神拯救、被主更新的。
So as we continue to exercise this kind of process, we assure that this actually is a, we have that salvation of Christ in us.
于是我们就得以进入这稳固的天家。
So that we can enter into this heavenly home.
那第二个方法呢，是我们要坦然无惧，凭着信心。
The second way is to be confident and saved by faith.
第六到第八节那里告诉我们。
6-8 said,
我们要时常坦然无惧。
We are always confident.
那看这个坦然无惧的也可以解释成满怀勇气。
Okay, this confidence also refers to being encouraged, being full of courage.
那另外一个要凭着信心。
The other one is based on the faith.
凭着信心是在强调不是凭着眼见。
So that faith is not based on your sight.
哦，那问题来，这是不是在说，哎，我们只要满怀勇气，不看环境，我们就可以进天堂了。
Does that mean that we just depend on our courage to get into the heaven without needing any faith?
不要看别人怎么 说我我只要满怀勇气我就上天堂了。
We do not regard what other people say. We just go to the heavens with the courage.
那这问题来了，假如我讨厌我的生命，那我就不管别人怎么看法，我勇敢自杀，我就马上可以上天堂吗？
Yeah, really despise myself, so.Maybe I just kill myself or commit suicide, and then I can straight go to the heaven.
然后二十年后又是一条好汉，是这样吗？
So I can be the great hero after 20 years. Is that right?
其实不是这样子的。
Okay, the actual fact is not.
那是因为我们每一个人内心深处都害怕死亡。
Because every one of us fear of death.
尤其华人呢，更是忌讳谈到死。
Especially Chinese.
特别在一些比较。庆祝的这些典礼比较好的喜庆当中，不要谈到这个字。
Well, we don't really mention the word death in some joyous ceremony or joyous event.
那这背后说明一件事情，我们都在面对一个未知的恐惧。
This implies to us we all are facing something that is not assured.
在冥冥之中，好像预测未来是可怕的。
So it is really beyond our estimate to our future.
没错，那是对于没有蒙拯救的人而言，未来那个恐怖光景 是可怕的。
They strive for the unsaved people when they encounter or they face in they facing the future.
所以我们会恐惧啊，看到死亡都会恐惧的。
So everyone is afraid of death, fear of facing a known future.
然而，对于那一些能够蒙拯救进入天堂的
，But for those who are saved and have assurance to get into the heaven,
他必须要先坦然无惧的。来到施恩宝座前，并且凭着信心来领受耶稣基督的救恩。
He must be confident to come before the Lord with based in faith.
这就是我们能够蒙拯救进入天堂的方式。
That is the way how we can go into that heaven.
并不是因为这个人做了什么，光是来到这个神的面前，不是他做了好事，而是因为耶稣基督为他牺牲。他自己来成就这个救恩。
It is not by the good deed that you have performed, but it's all by faith and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他不用害怕，不用恐惧，不用担心自己因为过去所犯的罪而受到惩罚，而不敢来到神的面前。
You should not be fear of the punishment from what you did or what wrongdoing you have done in the past, but you can come boldly and confidently before the Lord Jesus Christ.
而是能够凭着信心相信耶稣基督的救赎恩典大有功效。
It is through the faith in Jesus Christ that we believe that His power of salvation.
而且我们看这支经文之后又再讲一次，我们坦然无惧。
So we see at the latter part of these verses, it mentioned again the assurance of this salvation.
再次得到确认，就是我们得救之后，我们更要坦然无惧，可以经常来到神的面前来向他祷告敬拜。
So we can be assured that we can come boldly before Him to pray and worship and to praise Him in Christ Jesus.
就算你偶尔信主之后偶尔会跌倒软弱犯罪，可是你还是可以再次来到神的面前，不用害怕。
Even sometimes you fall into sins, but because of Christ Jesus' grace and faith, you can come confidently and boldly before Him again.
换一句话说，能够进入天堂得稳固天家，并不是因为你个人做好事积功德的结果。
Another word to say is the way to get into the heaven is not by your good deed, or it's not because of you. It's all because of your faith in Christ Jesus, and you can be confident and say by faith to come before Him.
而是你借着信心接受主的拯救，于是我们便可以坦然无惧的与神同在。
So it's by Christ Jesus, the word of Christ Jesus, faith in Christ Jesus, we come before Him.
好，最后一个就是要立定志向得主喜悦。
The last is make the goal to please the Lord.
我们一起来读第九节，好不好
？Let's just read verse 9.
请。
So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
我们刚才提到，既然进入天堂得无归天家，不是靠自己的努力，完全是因为耶稣基督的救恩。
Just now we study about how we get into heaven, not by our good deed, but through the faith in Christ Jesus.
所以我们只要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So we put off our old self and put on the new one.
然后我们坦然无惧的凭着信心接受耶稣基督的救恩。
And then we come boldly and confidently before the Lord to accept the salvation.
那除了这两个之外，我们还做什么呢？
Apart from these two, what else we can do?
我们不是这样就马上进天堂了，而是我们要继续坚持奔行天路，不要半途而废。
We're not straight away going to the heaven after this too, but there's something else.
所以我们要一生立志为主而活，讨主喜悦。
That is to make the goal to please the Lord in your entire life.
正如这节经文所说的，无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要怎么样
？So he's just like this verse said. Whether we are at home or in the body or away from it, what decision you got to make?
保罗是在罗马书十四章第八节更具体的这样说。
Romans 14:8, the Apostle Paul said,
Let's
read together. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
也就是说，当我们被主拯救了之后，
This means when we are saved by the Lord,
我们生命的主权已经不是在属自己了，而是属神的。
So our authority is belong to, your life doesn't belong to you, but it's to the Lord.
因为他是用重价把我们救赎过来。
So because he bought you with a heavy price.
当我们有这样认知的时候呢，你未来人生方向就不再一样。
If we have that acknowledgement, your life direction will be different.
你就不会只活在自己的世界，只为满足个人贪婪的目的。
You're no more living your own desire in your own fleshly desire.
而是无论生死，你都定义要逃足喜悦，成为你人生动力的目标。
It is that whether we live or die, you know one thing: we belong to the Lord.
最后是讲到，那我上天得天得进入稳固的天家有什么结果呢
？So the last thing I want to say, what is the result of being at home?
好，有三个方面，只有第一个是在第三节那里提到，啊，如同穿衣不致羞愧。
One first one is just like you are clothed without shame.
好，我们一起来读第三节好吗
？It's verse three. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked.
好，我们进入天堂得稳固天家的结果。我们总是在我们脑海中总是幻想着，哇，将来要住在最豪华的房子，享受最奢华的生活。其实这是不对的。
So when we talk about the heavenly home, normally we think about how luxurious life would be in the heavenly home. But actually, that is not the things.
因为进天堂最重要的意义，不是你可以住在那种十星级的。完美的那种豪华宫殿，天天欣赏着那个镶着黄金宝石的那个房子，而是你可以时时刻刻与神同在。
Because the most important meaning of entering the heavenly home is not to live in a perfect place, luxury place, palace with a lot of jewelry, that kind of gold. But actually, the most important meaning of entering home is to be with God at all times.
所以我刚刚讲过你不一定会结婚，但是你一定会死亡。所以当我们有一天我们都走了哈，你如果到一个很漂亮的豪宅却发现神不在那里，我告诉你不要高兴得太早，因为那个地方可能不是天堂。
So when we always if one day you die and you go to the place and you can find God, no God over there, don't be surprised, maybe that is not heaven.
然而当你能够与神同在的时刻就如同新郎跟新娘在一起的婚宴啊，那时候你若没有穿上礼服而赤身肉体，我告诉你，非常尴尬的。
So if you are not putting on your new clothes in the wedding ceremony in the heavenly home, at that time it's very embarrassing.
我们当中有很多人有小孩，然后他如果上高中的时候，高中毕业前都有一个什么高中毕业舞会。
Normally, you have high school prom night. You need to put on. You really need to have a cloth in order to attend that prom.
我告诉你，如果你的孩子，你不要让他穿那个礼服啊，这个不要让他穿。我告诉你，他宁可不要参加，是不是
？So if you don't prepare a cloth, a proper one cloth for your kid to attend the prom, high school prom night, they won't go and attend it.
你好像不理我、啊，是不是？是不是这样？你的孩子
Is that right?
是不是这样子？是吗？哈，有人同意了。
Yeah, someone agree.
不同意的是怎么样？怎么回事
？So if you dis, some of them.
我有三个女儿啊，很头痛的。
Yeah.
果然，他们不参加的。
So I have three daughters. They won't attend.
没有礼服，他们不参加的。
Yeah. No dress.
为什么人家会笑他？这个是什么？这个来这参加这个没有穿礼服
？Yeah, because they were, mocking you.
那我们在想同样的，如果你赤身肉体的进入天堂。我告诉你，你会宁愿不要去，因为、太丢脸了。
So if you're naked to go into the heaven, you might not be willing to go.
但是我告诉你，你可以放心。为什么呢？因为当你能够得着那个稳固的天家，那代表着你已经如同穿上礼服，知道将来，而且呢，要知道将来在天上的敬拜，大家都是穿着洁白衣服的。
So be no worry if you really can get into the heavenly home. Don't be worried that you are naked. Actually, you are putting on something.
因为圣经已经告诉我们，在启示录七章九到十节，我们一起来读，好不好
？Revelation 7:9-10 said.
北青
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. So what you see, what they are doing. Are they naked?
Oh, 那会不会羞愧
So are they ashamed?
不会哈。好，
no.
这是回天家的结果。第一，第二，神的陪子与圣灵凭据。
So the second result is we have that assurance endorsement.
来，我们来读第五节，好不好？
Let's read verse five. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
好，我刚我简经说，就是我们上天堂的目的是要与神同在。好，那我请问，我们可以得着稳固的天家，这个是未来世还是现在世？
So I want to ask whether this getting have this entering the heavenly home is a past tense, is a things in the past, or is it now present? Is something present or something in the past?
怎么又不理我了？现在是。
Okay, this is a present.
现在是，所以现在已经发生了。你现在已经在天上了。
It's happening. So now you are in heaven.
到底是怎么回事啊？
So、
可是明明还是不是啊？现在还不是嘛？你还没有真正在天上，到底是怎么回事？
Are you really in the home? What's happening here?
这个同样的问题在耶稣时代也发生了。
The same thing happens during the Jesus time.
在耶稣时代啊，法利赛人他这样问耶稣。
In Jesus time, the Pharisee asked Jesus,
神的国什么时候来到啊？
When does the kingdom come?
那耶稣怎么回答？
How did Jesus reply?
他说神的国不是人的眼所能看见的。
So the kingdom of God is not by your sight. It's not what can you can see.
然后人也不能说看了、啊、就在这里啊，看了、啊、就在那里。
It's not like it's here or it's there.
他说神的国
，the God kingdom，
你们心里。或是说在你们中间了。
It's in the midst of you, and among you, it's in your heart.
也就是说已经在发生了。
It's happening.
怎么回事啊？他们可能抓抓头，可能不晓得，就像我们一样，一脸懵了，到底是怎么回事
？So they scratch at them and they don't understand.
有人说你已经在天国了，哇，一下子是不是我还在呼吸啊
？So you are in the heaven, and they say, "Am I still breathing?"
啊。其实这里说明一件事情，就是有神同在就是天堂的概念。
So actually, the concept here is being with God is in heaven.
这既不是过去式，也不是未来式。
This is neither in the past or no present.
而是什么？是已经发生，但又尚未完全实现的事。
But this already happened, but not yet fully complete.
既然如此，那我们怎么样知道已经在发生呢？
So how we know this is still happening but fully complete?
答案就在于有神的陪子与圣灵的凭据。
Okay, the answer is we have the assurance and endorsement of the Holy Spirit and God.
神的陪子就是预备我们进入天堂的更新过程。
God's endorsement is to prepare us to go into that heaven.
圣灵做凭据就是我们进天堂的背书保证。
The endorsement of the Holy Spirit is the assurance that we can get into the heaven.
换句话说，得稳固天家的意义就是能够经历神不断的塑造我们生命的过程。
In other words, is the assurance to get into the heaven is allowing God to continue to change us, to work in us, to transform our life.
好叫我们不只是光享受与他同在的喜乐。还能够满足他借着我们预备我们所成就的计划。
So not only we can experience the joy in His presence, but we can fulfill the destiny of the plan that He already ordained to us.
好，正如在以弗所书二章十节所说的。
Just like Ephesians 2:10 said,
来
"For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works,
预备叫我们
prepare in advance for us to do."
好，我们可以。在神的预备当中来完成神的计划。
We can fulfill God's plan in His in His process.
而在这个过程当中，你不用担心你的救恩会失去，因为还有一个叫圣灵的保证。
You don't have to be worried about you will be losing your salvation because that assurance of endorsement of the Holy Spirit is in you.
那我们一起来读罗马书八章十六节。
Let's read the Romans 8:16.
预备，请。
Romans.The Spirit Himself testifies with the Spirit that we are God's children.
所以在这个过程当中，你经历什么与人与神的互动
？So in this process, you experience the dynamic between God and man.
所以得稳固天家的结果，不是说我们从地上搬家搬到天上，这么单纯而已。
Entering the heavenly home is not like we move from this earthly home to the heavenly home that easy.
而是我们可以不断的经历在地如在天，然后以后我们会持续永远与主同在。
This is a process we experience like just as in heaven on earth. Just on earth as it's in heaven, that kind of process.
而这个过程就有神的预备、培植以及圣灵的凭据。
And that is the process in order to have that assurance.
最后一个得无可替代的结果，就是在审判台前要显露。
The last result we have is to appear before the judgment seat.
让我们一起来读第十节。
Let's read verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
好，假如我们每一个人信耶稣，啊，我们就说信耶稣就得永生了，哈，表示每个人信主的结果最后都一样，上天堂。除此之外还有没有别的？
If we all get the same results after receiving Christ Jesus, is there any other difference?
我们常常都以为就哦就这样而已，信耶稣就这样了，就上天堂啊，就得永生。
Most of the time we just think that it is receive Jesus Christ is to go into the heaven.
如果你只有这样观念，我告诉你，就太小看你的神了。
So if you only have that kind of concept, you really look down your God.
因为我们的神，我们常说我们的神的属性当中，他有恩典、慈爱，但是也有公义、公平。
Not only God has this attribute, loving kindness, but also just and holy.
他是赏罚分明的。
He is a just God.
但问题来了。
But now it's a problem.
你看，有一个人信主之后，哇，生命改变。
There's one person receiving Christ and life change.
他奉献一切所有的，然后呢，
dedicate all he has.
热心传福音，爱神爱人。
Share the gospel and is love people and love God.
甚至他最后还去传道，去为主殉道，还死了。
And finally, he also went out to share the gospel and then die for the sake of God.
哇，每个人看到他都感动。哇，这样的一个人。
And everyone is moved by his testimony.
那另外一个人，他也是信主。
And the other one, he also believe in Christ.
不过他一生就是作奸犯科。
But the whole life is just a sinner.
啊，在监狱里面
，he's a criminal.
在监狱里面听了福音啊，最后要被枪决之前，啊，他也受尽啊，也信主了。
So he came out in the jail and then sentenced to death and then before he died he converted and became a Christian.
那有些是信主，甚至包括我们中瑞的人说啊，你信主，我们还听说，如果那个人信主，将来去天堂，我宁愿不要去。你们听过这样的话？
Have you ever heard someone say if the statement that believe in Christ and go to heaven, if that is the case, I won't believe. Have you heard this kind of saying before?
不理我还是
有 you know me?
这样哈，我们听了都很觉得很羞耻的哈。
Okay, it was so shameful when we heard this.
那这样的都上一样，将来都一样，都上天堂，那这样公不公平？
So is that fair that everyone can go to heaven when believe in Jesus Christ? Is that fair?
其实我们是因为我们忘记了还有一件重要的事情，就是最后将来有审判。
Because we always forget one thing.
如果未来没有审判，那神就太不公平了。
If there's no judgment in the end,
而且违背他自己的属性了。
Actually, this also contradicts his own.
我们将来也不用为自己在地上所行的负责任。
We don't really need to be responsible to accountable for what we've done on this earth.
所以正因为神是公平的，
Just because God is just,
将来在基督审判台前，我们一生所行的就如同放电影，就将显露出来。
So before the judgment seat of Christ, everything that we've done on this earth will be like a movie displaying for us.
干的坏事、好事，到时候都显露出来了。
No matter it's good or bad, everything will be displayed in front of you.
别人没看见的，无论是好事，无论是坏事，都隐藏不住的。
Invisible or invisible and invisible things that you've done on earth will be all laid upon you, all displayed in front of you.
也许你为主做了很多的事情，你不要人家的纪念，你不要让人家知道。我告诉你，上帝都知道。
So God knows everything that you did, even what you did in front of us or in front of people or behind scene.
也许你在人的面前是一个大好人，但是你私底下干了一些见不得人的事情，上帝那时候都知道了。
Maybe you are the great person, a good person in front of others, but you did a lot of shameful things behind.
这才是神的公平啊！
This is really what it means fairness.
请注意，有三个字，一个叫得救，一个叫得胜，跟得赏，这三个是不同的。
So pay attention to these three phrases: be saved, be victorious, and be rewarded. They are all different.
得，所以不是所有得救的都会得胜。
Not all be saved will be victorious.
但是我告诉你，所有得胜的最终都一定会得赏。
So all those be victorious will be rewarded at the end.
所以盼望我们将来能够得着稳固天家，我们在座每一个基督徒都能够通过审判台前的得救、得胜与得赏。
Hope that we just hope that we can pass the test of judgment of Christ in eternity, that we can be a rewarder, be victorious, and be saved.
最后，我们都知道在这世上
都是短暂的。So all we are just like a stranger, a foreigner on this earth.
历代志上第二十九章十五节这样说。
First Corinthians 29:15.
让我们就一起来读这段经文，预备，请。
Okay, we are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors. All days of life are like a shadow without hope.
因此，得稳固天家对我们而言何等重要。
So being in the solid home, in the heavenly home, is so important, is significant to us.
因为这使我们面对死亡，我们不再恐惧害怕。
Because there is no fear why we facing death.
所以说我们不用悲伤绝望。
Even that we don't have to be sorrow.
因为在那好的无比有神同在的地方，那将是一种荣耀、喜乐与感恩的光景。
Because in that extremely good heavenly home, there's no more pain, crying, sorrow. We can be joyful in His presence.
当然，若有信徒过世，我们也不能说啊，我跟大家报告一个荣耀、喜乐与感恩的消息。因为就是昨晚夜弟兄过世了。
That doesn't mean that we have to preach a very good news when some people die. That it's so glorious news that some already died. That doesn't mean that. I don't mean that.
如果我过世，你不要这样啊。好像恨不得我早一点。
If I pass away, don't be like that. And then,
好像你们预备好要这样子。但是我们可以怎么样？我们至少确定死亡不再一件是很惋惜、不幸的事情。
So we won't treat death as some a kind of unfortunate.
但是我告诉我们可以改这样说。
Now we are dare to say like this.
我们改说跟各位宣布一个很不舍的、很感情、很不舍的一个消息。
So the death of believer is no more feeling unfortunate, but it's more like a reluctant.
那就是叶弟兄昨天晚上门主重刀荣归天家，这样听起来有没有好一点
？So it's what a reluctant that our brother Ye passed away last night.
啊
？So it will be
有没有听起来好一点
？Yeah, it will be better.
有了哈。
Yeah, a little bit better than saying that it's very unfortunate.
但不管你怎么表达，我想更重要的是，你明白你得着稳固天家的理由吗
？So no matter how we express this, but do you really understand and get the meaning?
你知道得稳固天家的方法吗
？Okay, to get the way how to get into the heaven home.
你了解得稳固天家的结果是什么吗
？The reason to get into the whole heaven home and also the result being in the heavenly home.
也就是说，你要先确定你是否愿意得着这个稳固的天家。
First, you need to really be assured that you can have this heavenly home.
假如这是你的愿望，那你就要开始努力说服自己来付诸行动。
So if this is your desire, really to pay the effort, you need to pay the effort to make it possible.
使自己能够确信得着这个稳固的天家。
To be assured that you have this assurance to get into the heavenly home.
这样你就能够坚持信念，终其一生的去努力追求。
So you can be determined in your entire life to have that goal into that heavenly home.
直到将来可以在审判台前坦然无惧的来面对主。
Until the time you can stay boldly and confidently before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以求神帮助我们，趁着我们现在还有机会，千万不要放弃。
So may God help us and have mercy of us, and we will look forward and pressing on.
让我们一起为着能够得着这个稳固天家，我们开始付诸努力。
And we can pay our effort,
并且我们彼此勉励，我们齐心努力。
Let us be encouraged and work hard together to enter this heavenly home.
直到我们将来都可以一起在那好的无比的天家享受永远与主同在。你们说好不好？
It's good till the days we are all be together in this heavenly home.
好，让我们一起起
Let's rise.
我们一起来唱这首《起个空手回天父》。
Must I go with empty-handed? Is it sing the song together?